In many parts of Alaska, it's not uncommon to see a black bear lumbering through a neighborhood, especially in the summer or fall. The animals are crafty at getting into trash if it's not secured. But this summer, it seems like more bears have been spotted around Juneau scavenging for food, and scientists think they know why. Elizabeth Jenkins from Alaska's Energy Desk stopped by a house that's been documenting all the action.
Melissa Griffiths used to have an outdoor camera for security, but after moving to her home on Douglas Island, her motivation for wanting round-the-clock surveillance changed.
When we moved here, we decided that we would make it a nature cam, and it's been very effective. This year, we've seen a lot of bear activity, some porcupines, some deer.
She lives in a subdivision on a hillside. Her backyard leads into a huge expanse of forest. And this has become the scene of a familiar visitor.
Bear with me while I pull up this video.
Griffiths pulls out her cell phone to show me footage of a chubby black bear.
He comes down to the left of the playhouse in search of trash.
This isn't speculative. The bear reappears later in the video carrying something in its mouth. What appears to be a small plastic bag of garbage.
Yeah.
It's just, he's like carrying a bag like he's taking his groceries home or something.
Yeah, it's not the first time it's happened.
Griffiths emphatically states this is not her trash. She reckons it's from somewhere else in the neighborhood. Still, she's had to clean the mess up on several occasions. Her partner even broke two wooden spoons banging on a pan trying to scare the bears away. So Griffiths wanted to get the word out on securing garbage.
For the Douglas Island Block Party, I got this wild idea that I should make a trash bear cake.
The red velvet cake was shaped like a bear sitting on top of a dumpster. There was even little replicas of Rainier beer cans made out of fondant strewn about. Griffiths doesn't remember catching any bears on the camera last summer, but this year she spotted them in the yard at least 20 times. And she reported the uptick to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Carl Koch is one of the management biologists who reviews that information.
Could be anything from I saw a bear walking down the street to there's a bear ripping into my garbage or my chickens or my garage.
Last year, Fish and Game received roughly 470 calls about bear activity. By the end of August of this year, the department had already fielded more than 600.
This is the busiest year that I'm aware of since I've worked here.
But how unusual is all of this bear activity? Every summer, it seems like there's a story of a city bear in trouble. A bear walks into a bar, a bear gets a mayonnaise jar stuck on its head, a bear falls through a skylight onto a child's birthday party. All of that actually happened. But this year seems to be different. For starters, Koch says biologists think more cubs may have been born in the spring due to the mild winter. So there are possibly more bears and less natural food.
A lot of the fish runs were poor, and also anecdotally and from what I've seen myself out in the woods, it seems like the berry run is low this year.
Bears typically eat salmon to fatten up for hibernation. Dave Harris, a biologist with Fish and Game, says pink salmon will return to any little trickle, but they're on a two-year life cycle.
We're in a situation where our even-year pink salmon runs have become very depressed.
Harris says low pink returns are happening north of Petersburg up through the Inside Passage. The last even year, 2016, was declared by Governor Bill Walker as a fisheries disaster. This year, commercial fleets in southeast Alaska have reported catching half of that.
This is about the worst I've seen.
Harris says fisheries biologists aren't entirely sure what's happening. One study points to even-year pink salmon being less genetically adaptable to changing ocean conditions, like warmer water, than the salmon that spawn in odd years. On his survey flights, Harris has noticed more bears clustering around streams, almost like they're competing.
There's just a lot less food now available in this poor return of pink salmon for the bears, and so they're looking for other things.
And sometimes those other things take on the form of this stinky garbage sitting out on the curb. Next year, biologists predict odd-year pink salmon returns will be good. But in the meantime, the bear sightings could ramp up as they make that final push to find enough food before winter. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.